It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 17 of the Podketeer Podcast. You know, I've been out looking for audio for the show. I haven't had a chance to make it to the park since last Friday when we were there for the Halloween thing, Mickey's Halloween party. And I noticed on YouTube and elsewhere that since it's October that there is a large amount of Halloween audio. So I think what I'm going to do is from now until Halloween, I'm going to concentrate on Halloween audio. What do you think of that? I had a very hectic weekend. I worked a little bit more than I expected, so I didn't really have the time to put together stuff as I like to. So I was dependent upon YouTube. But there's a lot of stuff out there, a lot of cool stuff. In fact, there's so much that I can easily fill up two or three shows with Halloween audio. So that's what I'm going to do. Right now, I'm going to play the audio from the Halloween Haunted Mansion Nightmare Before Christmas overlay. And this is some well-done audio. I recorded it myself when I was at the park. But you can't really record it live at the park and get a decent recording because people don't hush. And they're talking and yapping during the whole thing. So you can't really get a good recording. And there's a fella on YouTube that has access to the raw recording someplace. I don't know how he gets at it, but he's got access to it because there's absolutely no background noise in this at all. So that's what I'm going to play for you. Here's the complete audio from the Nightmare Before Christmas Haunted Mansion overlay.
The Haunted Mansion is all decked out for the holidays in the spirit of Christmas, Halloween style, becoming the Haunted Mansion Holiday. With a frightfully fun, creepy new house guest, Oogie Boogie, Jack Skellington's nemesis from Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas. Come see what it's like when holidays collide in the Haunted Mansion Holiday at Disneyland Park.
Ha ha, fooled you. No, but I really am going to play the Haunted Mansion Holiday overlay. I just thought I'd stick that little commercial in there. I get a kick out of these commercials off of YouTube. I dig and find as many of them as I can and stick them in here in between audio tracks and so forth. I hope you enjoy listening to those. I do, so I'm hoping that you're the Disney nut like me. So now here comes the holiday overlay from the Haunted Mansion, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Was a long time ago, longer now than it seems, in a place that perhaps you've seen in your dreams. For the story that you are about to be told began the holiday worlds of old. I know you're curious to see what's inside. It's what happens when two holidays collide.
We
Welcome, my friends, to our Christmas delight. Come witness a ghoulishly glorious sight. It's time for our holiday tale to begin. There's no turning back now. Please, come all the way in. Our holiday tale is a tale that's quite charming, but during this season, it's sometimes alarming. So relax and reflect. Feel free to take pause while we tell you a tale about dear Sandy Claus. Was the nightmare before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was peaceful, not even a mouse. The stockings, all hung by the chimney with care, when opened that morning, would cause such a scare. The children, nestled all snug in their beds, would have nightmares of monsters and skeleton heads.
Happy holidays, everyone!
Holiday, you will want to survive. Jack Skellington came here from Halloween Town. You'll notice his handiwork scattered around. This year, he's decided to play Sandy Claus. But when Halloween creates Christmas, you might see a few flaws. And now, a dark carriage will take you away. Sit back, rest in peace in your black Christmas sleigh. Your sleigh will accommodate one or two more. We hope you're prepared for what Jack has in store. Don't pull down the bar. It will float down with ease. And remember, no flash photography, please. Yes, down through the chimney, Jack flew like a bat, clutching his magical Sandy Claus sack. He ripped open the sack and, in moments it seems, created a Christmas you have in bad dreams. More rapid than vultures, the mansion was changed. All was soon covered, adorned, and deranged. And what to your wondering eyes disappears is Jack's little friend Zero, the ghost dog reindeer. Nothing here was forgotten. It all looked so pleasant. A coffin, Jack says, makes a fine Christmas present. A man-eating plant makes a wonderful wreath, as long as you don't get caught in its teeth. Jack's holiday vision was unlike no other. So ring out the bells. There's more cheer to uncover.
On the 13th day of Christmas, my ghoul love gave to me 13 rings of power, embracing strength that never ends. 12 signs of the zodiac that rule the future and transcend. 11 candles floating, their scent of mystery in the air. 10 telling tea leaves that swirl with secrets yet to share. On the 9th day of Christmas, my ghoul love gave to me 9 magic crystals that sparkle with a force that is pure. 8 balls of knowledge that answer with a truth that is sure. 7 pearls of wisdom to keep my love bewitched to me. 6 mystic mirrors reflecting futures yet to be. On the 5th day of Christmas, my ghoul love gave to me 5 lucky charms to understand the right from wrong. 4 wheels of fortune to spin their rich and golden song. 3 lifelines extending help to those in need. 2 passion potions that love and romance may succeed. On the 1st day of Christmas, my ghoul love gave to me a star, a brilliant star for my fortune card tree.
With some treats and some games, you can make a scene merry. Why, even a gingerbread house could seem scary. All at once, happy haunts did materialize, like a nightmarish painting by Courier and Ives. His back. They were strange and bizarre and on the attack.
Gentlemen, bats and ghouls, Mickey, Minnie, and all their friends have come together at this spookiest time of year to say boo to you as they proudly present the not-so-scary Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Parade.
Well, Podcateers, that music that you heard and still hear in the background is the Boo to You Halloween Parade. Now, I don't recall whether that was ever at Disneyland. I didn't go to every year of the Mickey's Halloween Party, so it may have been at Disneyland, but I don't recall hearing it. And they switch this music around and use it different places. And it's apparently all in English. The Tokyo Disneyland parades are in English. At least some of them are. A lot of the music that I've heard has been in English, and it's supposedly from Tokyo. Now, having never been to the Tokyo park, I don't know for sure, but basing it on what it says on YouTube, and the Paris Disneyland Halloween songs are all in English, which makes sense because it's cost them a lot of money to produce this music, so they might as well move it around, use it different places. Now, I've also got music from Disneyland, which is the song that they played at the Cavalcade, the Halloween Cavalcade, which I don't really understand why they just don't call it a parade, because it's a parade. They can call it a cavalcade all they want, but it's a parade. And I'm not real thrilled with the music that they're using right now at Disneyland. I mean, it's all right, but it's nothing that you're going to walk away from the park whistling. That Boo to You, I like that. That's pretty cool. And that Halloween song that I'm going to play here in a little bit. Now, they played that after the Disneyland fireworks, the Halloween Disneyland fireworks. They played that Halloween song that comes from, right now they're using it, I guess, in Paris. And I think that song was used last year on the Halloween parade, or in a past year, because I recall that music. So I'm going to crank up a little of that music and play that for you here in a minute. So hope you enjoy that. And like I said, get a lot of Halloween stuff out here, commercials, odds and ends, even have a non-Disney commercial I'm going to play for you just because I like it. So on with the rest of the show.
The San Francisco 49ers just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do next?
We're going to Disneyland!
It's time for a Halloween party!
Sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. 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 Halloween.
Yeah. much as you really flip your lid.
From bikes to trains to video games, it's the biggest toy store there is.
Gee whiz!
I don't want to grow up, cause baby, if I did, I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
More games, more toys.
Oh boy,
I want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Sorry, Podcateers. I know that wasn't Disney, but I really liked that commercial, so I just, once I run across that, I just had to stick it in here. You know, I got a little bit of audio off of YouTube from Tony Baxter, who, if you're not familiar with him, he's an Imagineer. He's been with Disney for many, 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 many years, and he's on a lot of the Disney archive DVD sets talking about the park and how it was put together. And what this is about the famous Hatbox Ghost. Now, there's been a lot of quibbling back and forth as to whether there ever was a Hatbox Ghost. It's been proven pretty much that there was one. I've found on this same clip that I got this from, the gentleman that did this had some video that he had taken in the Haunted Mansion and that showed the Hatbox Ghost. So it's been proven indisputably that the Hatbox Ghost did exist. And this little clip is Tony Baxter talking about it. So on with that.
But the story is even more convoluted because in this very spot when Disneyland opened was a notorious Hatbox Ghost. And if you look at some of the publicity around that time, you'll see the great effects designer Yale Gracie posing with this ghost. And the way he stood was about like this, and he was kind of a mean guy. And his head disappeared and then appeared in a box that was for holding hats here. So this head came on and then this one went away. And evidently when they ran this at WDI or WED, at the time, it worked great in a controlled room, but here inside of a ride where guests go by and see it from all different angles, evidently the illusion didn't meet expectations. Plus, it was really kind of grisly. And so, as a ride operator, I was given an opportunity to ride the ride about a week before opening. We were able to go around for 2 hours, and each time we'd get into the seance area, we'd yell across to other friends saying, "Did you see that? Next time look for this," and so forth. And I remember distinctly this is where it was, but before the ride opened, that figure was gone. And nobody knows the whereabouts, none of the molds exist, none of the characters exist. It completely vanished. So the whereabouts of the Hatbox Ghost is to this day a mystery, but I can attest to the fact that I saw it in this very spot originally.
I love listening to Tony Baxter talk. He just has so much information, and he just puts it across really well. I sat behind him at the 2009 D23 event, and I was just dying to reach up, tap him on the shoulder, and get his autograph, but I don't like to do that to people. So Tony, you can thank me for not being bothered. Or at least by me, anyway. I don't know if anybody else bothered you. So next, I'm going to play the It's Halloween song. And it's an excellent, excellent version. And it's well worth playing at a Halloween party. Like I said, I don't know who did it. I wish on YouTube, I wish they would list who does things, but it may be because of the copyright thing they're worried about and so forth. So I can see why they don't, but it's too bad that they don't. So, because I'd love to give credit to the singer and so forth here, but can't do it. So hope you enjoyed this, and this is going to wrap up the show for this week. It will be back out here next week for episode number 18. So until then, you have a magical Disney week.
Podcateer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Mickey Mouse Copyright 1928, The Walt Disney Company. Any similarity to Disney characters or real persons without satirical purpose, the act of reviewing products, or reporting on newsworthy events, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, visit our website at www.podcateer.com.
The great caricature artwork on the Podcateer website was created by Disneyland artist Catherine Clark. You may email her at portraitsandcaricatures@yahoo.com. Her blog is located at www.myspace.com/Clark_art.
I'd just like to take a moment to again thank my friend Rick Moyer at MoyerMultimedia.com for taking the time to put together the theme song to the Podcateer podcast. If you need any voiceover work, or you need any kind of a theme song or music put together for a presentation or for your company or for a podcast, you look Rick up. He could not be more helpful. His name is Rick Moyer, and the name of his website is MoyerMultimedia.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
So is Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.